This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Factor. If you want to eat better this year and are looking for fast, healthy, restaurant-quality meals that are ready to eat and easy on your budget, Factor is the perfect solution. Head to factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first month's order and 20% off your next month. That's factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Hi, this is Jim McCrell, and you're listening to TV Confidential, and you might learn something.
Ken Robertson welcoming you back to TV Confidential, radio talk show about television that will shift gears this segment as we welcome Emmy-nominated writer Shelley Herman. Shelley has written more than 1,000 hours of television throughout her career, including such game shows as Supermarket Sweep and Liars Club. He has also appeared in front of the camera as host or star of such shows as Off the Wall, Night Rap, Mudbog Spectacular, ESPN's Battle of the Monster Trucks, 8 infomercials, and many other TV shows. Plus, she has hosted popular radio shows both here in Los Angeles and on a national level. Shelley Herman is also one of the many, many people who began her career as a page at NBC Burbank. Being a page is not only a time-honored entryway to a career in the entertainment industry, but it gave Shelley VIP access to such stars as Johnny Carson, Robin Williams, Richard Pryor, Ringo Starr, Andy Kaufman, Betty White, and, just as important, many, many NBC executives and other important networking opportunities. Shelley's time as a page happened to take place against the backdrop of the mid-1970s, one of the last great eras in NBC history and show business history. She has just released a memoir called My Peacock Tale, which we'll tell you more about in just a second. Shelley Herman, welcome to TV Confidential.
Hi, thank you so much.
Let me get the obvious question out of the way. How many times have people heard your name and thought they were going to talk to Shelley Berman?
Oh, this is great because I actually met Shelley Berman.
Uh-huh.
And my friend Bob Bowden took a picture of the two of us together. And when I was acting, there used to be a publicist who would put a story in the Hollywood Reporter saying, getting each other's mail, Shelley Herman and Shelley Berman. So I thought that was kind of cute. So I said something to Shelley Berman about it. He immediately said, "Ah, I never got your mail."
Well, I have an author friend who early in his career came up with a pseudonym that was similar to Robert Ludlum. Only he used a different first name, but he used the same name because Ludlum was the best-selling novelist. And the point is, his books will be next to Robert Ludlum's. That means they would catch eyes. And the common thread here is you do what you can to generate interest for yourself, to market yourself, especially if you want to leave your footmark early in your career.
Well, the other irony of that is when I was working at NBC in Burbank, there was a variety show being taped named Van Dyke and Company.
Yep.
And I kept getting these phone messages, and I didn't recognize the name of the person on there. And finally, somebody came up to me and said, "You have to come upstairs to the control room." And I went up there, And sure enough, there was a woman named Shelley Herman, who was her supervisor on the show. And we were getting each other's phone messages. And we sometimes get each other's W-2s in the mail.
Too bad you may not have gotten one of her checks in the mail, but that's another story.
Well, maybe. And she makes beautiful jewelry. If anybody's looking me up and sees all this beautiful jewelry online, that's the other very talented Shelley Herman.
That's the other.
I'm the author that does My Peacock Tale.
Yes. We're talking to Shelley Herman, author of My Peacock Tale, Secrets of an NBC Page, a funny, provocative, and often poignant look at Shelley's career as a page at NBC Burbank in the mid-1970s, where she not only had VIP access every day to just about every major NBC personality at the time, but sometimes had to fight off unwanted sexual advances from predatory stars and executives. At its core, however, and there's a lot of dish, there's a little bit of dirt, there's a lot of fun, but at its core, Shelley's book is the story of how a young girl from Agoura Hills, California, found her place in the world of entertainment with pluck and determination, and as such is a great read for anyone considering a career in the entertainment industry. My Peacock Tale by Shelley Herman, available now, Bear Manor Media and Amazon.com. One of my favorite stories in the book, Shelley, also happens to be among the very, very first stories you tell. You were laser focused on being an NBC page from a very young age. How did you first hear about the program?
Well, I was lucky enough to go to a taping of Midnight Special, and I saw these people standing around wearing these ugly polyester uniforms, doing nothing, and they get to listen to rock and roll all day and get paid for it. So I thought, I can do that. And little did I know that becoming a page is a very difficult proposition for anyone. It's considered to be an executive training program, and over 16,000 applications are received a year for the jobs. And they're done both in New York and here in Los Angeles. So if somebody's interested in applying to become a page, which is somebody who ushers the TV shows, gives guided tours at 30 Rock, gets access to meet the different executives and press people that work within NBC, they can go online and apply for it. And if NBC is interested in you, they will actually fly you to either Los Angeles or New York at their expense to meet you in person.
And as we said, it's a great first step, not only because of the access you have, but if you have an idea of what you want to do, or if your idea of what you want to do changes in the course of your time there, I mean, there are opportunities to talk to the people who can help you make the decisions or help you move in the direction you want to move in.
Well, I was laser focused on trying to meet Dick Ebersole, mm-hmm. who at the time was like the Young Turk, and he and Lorne Michaels were the ones that put Saturday Night Live on the map. And he had offices both in L.A. and New York. And so I kept trying to get an appointment with his secretary at his Burbank office, and she wouldn't set an appointment. You know, why would she? Was I a little peon page? Why should she, you know? But I was very determined. So I was driving home one night, pouring rain, and I hear on a talk radio show, and my next guest is Dick Ebersole. So I, like, screeched off the freeway and ran to a payphone in the pouring rain, lied to the call screener about, you know, wanting to know something about Gilda or something. And when I got on the air with Dick, I said, "Hi, my name is Shelley Herman, and I'm a page at NBC Burbank, and your secretary won't set an appointment for me to meet you, so will you promise me on the air right here and now that you'll meet with me?" And he said, "Yes."
And he remembered you. I mean, half the battle with anything is do whatever you can so that you're not just another four-page resume. Somehow that the decision maker, whether it's Dick Ebersole or anybody else, knows that this Shelley, do something to make yourself jump out so that they have an impression of you, hopefully a good impression, and that will lead to a meeting and hopefully other stuff.
Well, one of the things I like to emphasize in the book for people who are trying to, you know, get into any industry, whether it's the entertainment industry or, you know, teaching or Apple or wherever they want to work, is that they should make people want to meet them, not have to meet them.
Exactly.
And if you do it in a hopefully a humorous, lighthearted way, they want to engage with you. They want to find out more about you.
Yes, as I've said, on the air and off the air, there's a fine line between being persistent and being a pest. And if you can navigate that fine line and do enough follow-ups so that people want to meet Shelley, you're gold.
You have to be professional. That's the main thing. But again, you might use a little Lucy Ricardo logic in trying to get through to people too.
You have to be professional even if faced in a situation where the executive you're talking to or the star you're talking to is not being professional and exceeding bounds. Shelley has a number of stories like that in her excellent memoir, My Peacock Tale, Secrets of an NBC Page, available now, Bear Manor Media and Amazon.com.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
We are
the real Brady Bros.
Brady Brothers from the TV show Brady Bunch. I'm Barry Williams.
And I'm Christopher Knight.
I played Greg. And who were you again?
I played Peter.
We've decided that we're going to do a podcast around episodes of the Brady Bunch. We're going to use it as a prism to look back to our experience doing the show and why the Brady Bunch is still popular.
Have a sunshine day.
We are the real Brady Bros.
One more item if you want to eat better this year. Our friends at Factor are the perfect solution. They have more than 35 fresh, pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, Keto, and Vegan and Veggie, that are restaurant quality with such premium ingredients as filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, and which are all ready to heat and ready to eat with no prepping, no cooking, and no cleanup necessary. Check it out yourself by going to factormeals.com/talktv50. Astrid and I recently checked out some of Factor's keto selections, including their roasted tomato and feta cavatappi with broccoli and red peppers, and the garlic and herb-roasted mushrooms, while their three-bean chili with quinoa is just the right size for lunch. We also enjoyed their chocolate banana smoothies, which is just one of the more than 60 healthy and nutritious add-on options Factor provides that will help you fuel up and feel good all day, while best of all, Factor meals are less expensive than takeout. Head to factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first month's order and 20% off your next month. Factor Meals is celebrating Earth Day all throughout the month of April, so be sure to look for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. Factor Meals is the perfect solution for fast, upscale, ready-to-eat meals. That's factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Hi, this is Loretta Swit, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
I can't remember when, but I got this funny feeling that I'll be back once again.
There's I understand no that your path to becoming a page, Shelley, was an offshoot of a road trip you took to Las Vegas, where you saw Elvis Presley perform not too long before he died.
It was fabulous. Five girls that I worked with at Sears, we worked in the junior bazaar department, were given tickets to go see Elvis by one of the girls' fathers. And we got there, and anybody who's seen the Austin Butler movie, that was exactly the way it was when he was performing at the Hilton. I was always a big Beatles fan. I wasn't that into Elvis, but it was a free trip, so what the heck. And I came away with such overwhelming respect and appreciation for Elvis. Well, three of the girls on our trip took off to go party in Vegas, and I was stuck with the girl who was kind of the wallflower who got us the tickets. And while we were sitting in the coffee shop eating our cherry pie with ice cream, we talked about our hopes and dreams for the future, because I didn't see myself staying at Sears my whole life. And I mentioned to her that I wanted to be a page, and she said, well, my mom's best friend works at NBC. Let me see what I can do. And 2 weeks later, I had the interview, and I had the job.
And this is why I like that. I mean, I really like that story among the many, many stories you tell, Shelley, is because sometimes it pays to hang out with the wallflowers. Sometimes it pays to hang out with the nerds in our lives versus trying to be one of the cool people.
Oh, I've always rooted for the underdog. So, yeah, that's my motto, yeah.
Shelley Herman's on the line with us. Shelley Herman, Emmy-nominated writer, TV host, radio host, accomplished raconteur. Shelley's memoir, My Peacock Tale, Secrets of an NBC Page, takes you inside the world of being a page at NBC Burbank, a time-honored entryway to a career in the entertainment industry that is also very much an exclusive showbiz sorority slash fraternity. Set against the backdrop of NBC Burbank in the mid-1970s, pages like Shelley had VIP access to such stars as Johnny Carson, Joan Rivers, Gilda Radner, Andy Kaufman, Freddie Prinze, Richard Pryor, Robin Williams, Harry Chapin, Ringo Starr, and Johnny Cash pretty much every day on the job. Shelley shares details of many of these encounters, both stories about celebrities behaving well and those who behave badly, including a few stories of unwanted sexual advances made on pages, both male pages and female pages. My Peacock Tale, Secrets of an NBC Page, available now, Bear Manor Media, Amazon.com. This is just a tease because I want people to read the book and find out exactly what we're talking about. But just very briefly, Ringo Starr, Conrad Bain, Paul Williams, they all come across very well in your book. McLean Stevenson does not come across well in your book.
No, and it's kind of a cautionary tale for people, because just when you think you're doing the right thing and you think that you're being professional in the situation, the little button under the desk gets pushed and the door slams shut.
Yeah, and you see stories like that dramatized in real life. You hear stories about certain power mongers who have that red button. It was not surprising that happened, but it was still creepy to read just the same.
Well, you know what? It was surprising to me because I never saw myself as one of those girls, but it turns out that all of us are one of those type of girls, because while I was there in a professional capacity, little did I know that he had an ulterior motive.
Yeah.
And it happens to the male and female pages as well. But I think that if somebody's interested in reading the story, they'll see that I was able to get out of it well and help mess with my mind for a while.
Yeah.
You know, writing the book kind of was cathartic that way. And also, you know, because of Zoom, I was able to reach out to a lot of my page colleagues who had moved out of the Los Angeles area, and sometimes hearing their end of stories and my perception helped, as our friend Harry Chapin would say, all my life's a circus. it would bring it all together for me, and it helped me process a lot of that.
I want to ask you about Harry Chapin in just a second, but first, Larry Hovis. Reading about your experience working with him behind the scenes of the Liars Club show, Larry Hovis comes across as a mensch.
He truly was. He was somebody who was very supportive of helping people in the entertainment industry. And I was there as an internship while I was still in college. Now, you can't be still attending college when you're a page. You have to have your degree. Mm-hmm. But he let me sit in on the different, what I would say, like rap sessions. For people that don't remember Liars Club, the object of that show was to come up with four different stories about a particular prop that we would have. And I would just love it if I said, well, to me it looks like the so-and-so and such and such. And if they used my idea, I was so excited about that. And eventually I got to start writing for the show. And, you know, little did I know that if you work for free, you can work all the time at Hollywood. So I don't know how much of a genius I was, but they used my stuff for free, and I was happy about it.
Well, you know, look, it got your foot in the door, and other than talking to people like me 40-something years later, at the time you were putting your resume out there post-page career, nobody has to know that you didn't get paid to work on that show. The fact is you worked on that show, and that got you the experience you needed to get to the next step.
Well, and I worked on a lot of game show run-throughs for Jeff Edwards and Mark Maxwell Smith. I did a lot of game show run-throughs for the Chuck Barris organization, because back in 1972 and 1973, I was a contestant on The Dating Game.
Which means you met Jim Lang.
I met him several times, but he was lovely. Both times he said that I had beautiful green eyes, so that was nice. But in getting to know the Chuck Barris organization, I got to see kind of the inner workings of game shows. And the Gong Show started about a week before I got to NBC. So when I got my page job there, it was like my old buddies were there and I could hang out with them. And that led to me actually being on the Gong Show one time.
I had a chance to talk to Jim Lang about 10 years before he died. I was writing a piece on game shows for a magazine that no longer exists. But and again,
it was that bad of an article?
No, it was that bad of an article. But Jim was hosting. He was doing a 4-hour radio show in San Francisco at the time, and even though I was told by his manager at the time, he likes talking to interviewers, so you will get them. But he said, it may take you a few times. This goes back to be persistent, but don't be a pest. And the upshot of that, he gave me a half an hour. It's still one of my favorite experiences, simply because, not only because I love the dating game, but because I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area, where Jim was a major radio star for many, many years. I always think of Jim Lang as one of our own, speaking as a Bay Area person, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. No, and quite a gentleman.
Very much a gentleman. Shelley Berman. I knew this was going to happen. Shelley Herman. Shelley Herman is the author of My Peacock Tale, Secrets of an NBC Page. My Peacock Tale is available from our friends at Bear Manor Media. We'll talk some more, Shelley Herman. We come back on TV Confidential. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay Area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.